Good evening, everybody. My name is James, and welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. Today, we have got a special lad in here. Introduce yourself.
My name's Luca. I'm James's older brother.
Physically. Anyway, so today, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be listening to The London, featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott, by Young Thug, the one. So,
yeah, lots of hype around this track. Yeah. So hopefully yeah. live up to the hype. But
is there any people like reviewing, stuff? Have you heard anybody?
I've heard that a lot of people like it, and obviously J. Cole has featured on a lot of songs in the past year, and all of them have been absolute bangers. So hopefully today will produce another great feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my opinion, just before we listen to it, I think from the recent, or not from the recent, but from Travis Scott's newest album, I say newest, but it came out in August, you know, he changed like a few of his flows, stuff, some songs out of the album, Astroworld, that he extended out throughout all that. And obviously, I haven't really listened to J. Cole in a long time. I only have like one song upon my playlist.
Okay.
You know? And Young Thug, I don't really listen to him that much.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, after listening to this song, you get into both of them.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
It'd be good to see how they work well together. Yeah. Because J. Cole usually talks about deep stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Young Thug and Travis Scott talk about money and women, so it'd be interesting to see how it works in this song.
Yeah, they're going to be counting all the money while talking about, spread love.
Maybe.
You know?
Without further ado, play the damn track.
Exactly. Let's get into it. I just had to pause it there, guys, because I really like the beat, you know, and I really like, what do you call this video?
Well, the artwork.
Yeah, I like the artwork of it, you know.
It's like a green with a spider in the middle.
Yeah, I like that. I like the little flow, like the London.
Very, very minimal.
Yeah.
And, no, it's good.
You can hear like the more flow of him than like the normal like type of what's that stuff he uses that most artists use? I forgot the name.
Auto-tune,
that's it. Yeah.
Doesn't sound very auto-tune.
Yeah, it doesn't at all. Yeah, I was going to say, because
very chill flow.
Yeah, and a lot of his songs, like, say, Butterfly Effect, Antidote, and Can't Say, he has a lot of that, shall I say, you know, guys? So, yeah, I can definitely hear a difference in his flow a little bit. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard him in a long time. But let's go. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
don't you think he's definitely, it's classic J. Cole and Travis, you know?
I think J. Cole used a bit of auto-tune here, which he didn't often use, and he was talking about, you know, I could get your girl, but you could never get mine, which he doesn't usually kind of flex out of songs, but here he did, which is, it's good, because he's switching up a bit, isn't it? So
when I hear him...
That's what I expect from J. Cole in the future, to be fair. He's usually doing, like with some other people's songs.
Also, was it a classic thing that Travis Scott is... If he's in a song that he's featured on, normally you would think that, you know, he took over the song, you know.
Mm.
You never, like, if someone told you, oh, there's a Travis Scott song, say there's a new song out, and then you heard it, but you didn't know, like, if that was Young Thug's song, or J. Cole's, or Travis Scott's, I think in my opinion, you could always, if you didn't know that it was actually just Young Thug's song, I would have thought it was Travis's. There's a way he always takes over the song that way. And he talks about other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It has more, like, lyrics and more known.
Yeah, you mean, like, when Travis Scott features on a song, he stands out more than anyone else. Yeah, I know you mean.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Back to the topic of Travis Scott, you know, he stands out over the song. I think, like, in a lot, I do see this, that every time he's featured in a song that isn't, which does not belong to him, most of the time, he's always in the chorus.
Yeah, because he's good at doing the hook.
Yeah, and he has his own verse. Yeah, and say, like, in ZZ, you know, he the first verse belongs to him, you know, then the second is Take Off, then the third is Black.
Obviously there's only 25 seconds left in the song, and it's basically Travis Scott chorus comes in with straight away with chorus, and then it's J. Cole verse, then it's Travis Scott in the chorus, and then it's a Young Thug verse, and then it's Travis Scott in the chorus. So it's kind of, yeah, Travis Scott does dominate the song with the chorus, and then Young Thug and J. Cole do have, like, under a minute for each of their verses.
He does take over the song.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't actually have a verse, but he's good on the hook anyway. So
yeah, he's always good. Like you always see songs with at least two verses. If there's like three people on, most of the time, one artist will focus on the chorus, and the other two artists will focus on them two verses. Yeah. I like when Travis Scott always does the chorus.
Yeah.
Because you can always get used to the lyrics.
Yeah.
You can always remember them.
I mean, I don't think the song needed a Travis Scott verse. I think he was fine just on the chorus.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think J. Cole's verse is probably the highlight of the song. And then obviously Travis Scott's chorus is quite nice to listen to throughout. I think Young Thug's verse is good, but it wasn't really anything different to what he usually does, even though I do like Young Thug, but it's not different to anything he really does. J. Cole's quite versatile, and his verse is really
good. Yeah, I agree.
It's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
his wordplay is really good, and it's just like different cause from his own songs, and when he comes on someone else's song, he just
he wipes it out.
Yeah, he's really good on people. Yeah. So yeah,
he's all ears. Lots of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what I kind of expected, but it's, I like the song. I do like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm liking the beat.
Yeah.
I'm liking like nice his for like, the London.
Yeah, you can head bop to it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You can, even if you don't know the lyrics, it's one of those songs that you really don't need to know the lyrics to like the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of the songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, continue for the next, 27 seconds. Wow, that's the end of this song. Yeah, also to go with Travis Scott, I like the end bits of the song.
Yeah,
because you know one can't say what was that artist who sang the chorus. I forgot his name.
Was it someone from Migos?
No.
No, I can't say.
I don't remember, but I know when someone takes over the ending of a song on one of Travis Scott's songs, you can always feel a really big difference in that song to other songs which has no featured artist in it. You know,
yeah.
when he does the ending,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a nice little chill beat at the end.
Yeah,
but, obviously. The last 20 seconds was him kind of mumbling. I don't even understand what he was saying, but it just kind of fades out, and it's a nice end to the song.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the end of the song, ladies and gentlemen.
So to sum up how you feel about the song, you mm-hmm. like the beat, you think Travis Scott dominated the song,
definitely,
and you like how it kind of faded out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate the song out of 10?
Out of 10? Well, I liked J. Cole's verse, definitely. I like the way he controlled that little bit. I like Travis Scott's, you know, chorus. The way he, you know, got all the ears of the song, you know, and he just took over the stage, you know. But yeah. I should rank like every bit from the first verse to the end. Definitely it had a change through the first bit to the last bit, and the way that I like the artwork design on it, I definitely would throughout the song and rating the artwork, I'll definitely put it at definitely a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Why not a 10 then? What would stop you from giving it a 10?
Well, personally, it could have. I like the beat, but if it was a different type of tempo, if they were switching different beats, like normally with what Travis Scott does, and I know this wasn't his song, but if he told Young Thug, you know, it would be really good to just have like a little bit on the end, you know. Like, I like the little...
What would you prefer?
From the beat.
Would you prefer a different beat at the end or something?
Oh, no. I like to have, like... The chorus beat, I would keep, you know. Yeah, they had the same beat throughout. But if they... I think on J. Cole's bit, they could have maybe hyped up that beat and brought it down low where it's normal. And what they did at the end, when it went down,
mm-hmm.
they could have at least increased it.
Mm.
Yeah, through J. Cole, because normally when he's like a fast pace type of guy, you know.
Yeah.
In his songs, you can really get the flow of that, and then if you're like, whoa, nice song.
Yeah, maybe they didn't put it up high, but because they wanted you to like hear properly what he was saying and kind of focus on the words and not the beat, because it's J. Cole and obviously his wordplay is really good. And
yeah.
That's what he's known that's for. That's probably really good wordplay.
Maybe yeah.
Mm.
But
I'd give it probably 7.5 out of 10, maybe what? An 8, just because it's a solid song, it's a nice song, but I don't think it's not super annoying, is it?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like that, but it's a good song, it's a solid song.
Yeah, but like, what would change you from...
It's not like mind-blowing, it's not like something you think, wow, I haven't heard this before, or like, oh, this is going to like dominate on the charts, this is something everyone's going to be listening to all the time, you know, it's not one of them, but it's still a good song that,
yeah,
you know, you can play at a party, you know, behind the background, yeah, people can vibe to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a big hit. No. It's definitely going to be a hit, but I don't think it's going to get... Yeah. It's not gonna be a top 10 type thing. So let me ask you another question. Why, when you said you would give it a 7.5 or a 8 out of 10,
mm-hmm,
what would, if you did give it a 7.5, what would be that little bit to make it 8 out of 10?
Young Thug's verse was maybe a bit longer, as it's his kind of song. Mm-hmm. I think J. Cole's verse was like a tiny bit longer.
Yeah, and, definitely.
Obviously, the song's dominated by Travis Scott, which is fine. Obviously, it's a good chorus, a good little hook, but that's mainly most of the song. And I think it doesn't do enough to, except for J. Cole's verse, I think, other than that, it doesn't really do enough to kind of grab your attention, because after J. Cole's verse, it goes in the back of the Travis Scott's chorus. And then you're just kind of like, okay, yeah, I've already heard this. And then Young Thug's verse comes on, and it's not really any different to anything. Even though I do like Young Thug, like, it's not something I haven't heard from before. And then it kind of goes back to Travis Scott's bit, and you're like, yeah, I've heard this bit before. So it's not, it doesn't do enough to like keep you listening the whole way through. But it's still like a good song. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you'd be like, oh shit, I need to go back and listen to that again.
True.
Or wait, did I miss something? Except for maybe J. Cole's verse, which obviously I rate J. Cole highly, so...
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, still a good song, but it's just nothing mind blowing. It's not like, oh,
yeah, maybe. Okay, I see, yeah. If they maybe say, for example, when say ASAP Rocky came out with Praise the Lord, you know, he did his verse, then it came to the chorus, then it was Skeptic's verse.
Yeah.
Then it was the chorus, yeah. and then
they kind of went back and forth, didn't they?
Yeah,
and kind of grabbed your attention.
Yeah, and then on the third verse, it was kind of a mixture of both of them.
Yeah, yeah, that's
song. What I liked.
Yeah.
But in this one, I think
it's more formulaic. It just goes from that to that to that, and then it's done.
Yeah, which, I agree.
It's not nothing bad.
Yeah, I think I think the chorus came up too much.
I think it's just what you'd expect, really. It's a good song, but it's what you'd expect. It's not anything that might blow your mind.
Yeah, I think
good song though.
Mm-hmm. And like, I liked Travis Scott not having a verse and just doing the chorus, because normally if he did have a verse, I would kind of not get sick of listening to him, but definitely I would like to see a different artist in that. But if there was a song, say like,
I could see this kind of song being remixed by someone from Kendrick Lamar's crew, or maybe like someone from Drake's kind of crew. A remix with a few people on it.
Yeah.
Just like cut out J. Cole and Young Thug verse, keep the Travis Scott chorus, and kind of make a little remix. But I don't know.
I think another reason why I gave it a 9 over a 10, from a 10 out of 10. I think I would have maybe I would have put in the chorus of Travis Scott, then put the J. Cole, of course, then do the chorus again, do, what's his name, Young Thug, again, or a Young Thug, then do the chorus, then do another J. Cole verse, then do the chorus, and have the ending. I think, I like when J. Cole switches up the topic through a verse, but this song, with the beat and the chorus itself, it kind of needed a break from the chorus.
Yeah.
But if J. Cole had another verse, I think it would have been, for the timing, you know, 3 minutes and 20 seconds, that's not, you don't see that a lot.
An average time.
Hmm?
Kind of an average time.
You think?
It says like Young Thug featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott, but I don't think it's like a young, I think it's just like, it's kind of the song for three of them. It's just like J. Cole and Travis Scott and Young Thug. It's not really like featuring anyone, it's just kind of them really coming together, saying like, yeah, Travis Scott, you're good at hooking a chorus, do that. J. Cole, Young Thug, we'll write a verse, put it out. Pretty solid.
That was Here First, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, thank you, Luca, for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Listen to the song, see if you like it.
Yeah, I'll probably listen to it again, you know, because I did really like that. So, yeah, again, I got it. I put it at a 9 out of 10. And my brother.
I put a 7.5, maybe an 8. Yeah, 7.5, around that ballpark.
Maybe out of 10. Yeah. All right. Out of 10. So, thank you guys for listening. See you guys in the next one. I'll probably do a bonus episode tonight. I might not do it. I'll make one tomorrow, guys. But, yeah. So,
see ya.
Peace. Bye. By the way, guys, sorry for the little fuzzy noise in the background. Me and my brother were just listening to it, and it was just fuzzy through the whole thing. Sorry about that. That was my PS4. So, yeah. So, guys, if that did distract you, I'm sorry. But it won't happen in the future. We can't really take it again because we've already reacted to the song. So, yeah. But anyway, guys. Thank you guys for listening once again, and I'll see y'all in the next one tomorrow. Hopefully, I might do it tomorrow, or I might be out. You don't know, but I'll definitely make another podcast in the week. So, yeah, au revoir, beautiful people. Bye.